JPMorgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup are pausing political contributions to both Republicans and Democrats in the wake of the riot at the Capitol last week. Other companies, including Marriott International and Blue Cross Blue Shield, the insurance group, say they are stopping donations to Republican lawmakers who supported efforts to block the certification of President-elect Joe Biden's win. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hey there, Jill.
Hello.
So could you start by just helping us understand how businesses generally go about raising money for political action committees? How does this process work?
First, let me also start with a disclosure that my life partner is involved in one of these big bank PACs. So just want to make sure that's out there. I don't know anything about it except what was reported in the news. So she's very good at keeping
secrets.
We
appreciate
that. That's good. So these political action committees allow companies to sidestep the federal laws that prohibit them from giving money directly to the candidate. So they go out and they say to their employees, hey, everyone, would you like to voluntarily, we're not shaking it down, but would you voluntarily give some money, up to $5,000 to a candidate per election, as well as $15,000 annually to any national party? Now, historically, these corporate PACs, they've given to both Republican and Democratic candidates. They want to play both sides of the aisle so that they can promote policies and regulations that favor their companies and their industry. So that's the basic framework.
Well, considering how many people these large companies we just ticked off employ, this is not an insignificant number of people. So what are the implications then of these businesses pausing political fundraising, at least for the time being?
Well, I think that money-wise, if it's a temporary halt, it's not that big a deal, right? But it does say so much because money talks. And if these companies are going to start to put policies and procedures in place where they hold some of the politicians accountable for their actions, then this could have a more long-lasting impact, at least from the corporate giving standpoint.
Okay, so money talks, and if we listen to what the companies are talking about, JP Morgan, for example, the largest bank in the country, says that it is stopping political donations for 6 months to focus on the nation's health and economic crises. But those crises are not new, Jill. So interpret the talking here for us. I mean, does this indicate that banks are treading lightly so as to not alienate lawmakers in either party?
You know, I can't get in the head of Jamie Dimon, but I thought that was a pretty wimpy statement. That's my editorial part of this. I don't think it's about alienation so much, but I do think they want to create and they want to stick to a process that's going to allow them to make consistent decisions across party lines. Because you don't want to be accused to say, oh, you just are punishing Republicans because you don't like Republicans. You want to put something in place that will allow you to create giving policies going forward. Now, look, some companies, like you mentioned, Marriott, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Morgan Stanley, they're putting the line in the sand right now. They're saying we are not giving money to anyone who opposed the Electoral College certification of President-elect Biden. Now, others are just kind of taking a time out on their PAC giving. And as you said, JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, Ford, AT&T. But that may have more to do with just creating a policy that they can be held to for themselves and also be able to say to shareholders and to the public, this is what our policy is.
So there's a lot of different industries making moves here. We're hearing now that after banning President Trump from its platform, Facebook is also suspending its political contributions. Could we see other social media companies follow suit, Jill?
Well, I wonder, you know, Facebook not exactly, or Twitter for that matter, profiles encourage when it comes to these matters, but they are now kind of healing to the environment. Microsoft also said that they're going to pause their political giving until to assess the implications of last week's events. I think also it's important, with, at least with these social media companies, they've got to worry about their own legal problems arising from antitrust allegations from the government. We know that they all beefed up their lobbying efforts. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out amid a new administration in light of the events of last week.
So, Jill, help us put this in context then. I mean, these recent decisions come in the midst of many corporations working to better disclose or in some cases even limit political contributions. So how does the response now compare to what we saw just recently with Black Lives Matter protests over the summer?
Well, I mean, this is very – I think that the response from corporate America over the last decade has really changed dramatically. You know, even if I go back – you know, when I first got into the business in the late 80s, companies would basically shut up and, like, not get involved in anything. There was no conscience at all. But over the last decade, and this probably started around the marriage equality fights state by state and then nationally – and it really did expand with a lot of companies signing on to an amicus brief protecting rights. And after Black Lives Matter, I think the corporate PR response was huge. Now, whether they follow through or not is unclear, but here's a real positive aspect of this. There does seem to be real traction internally for companies to improve their hiring policies and expand their pipelines to attract people of color and to have better policies for their employees. And some of this is really kind of cool because there's a greater sense of accountability. Thank goodness for activist employees. And don't forget, those ESG investors, they want better governance. So I think there could be this could be a good sea change.
Well, we know that you'll be watching to see whether they follow through. That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Thank you, Jill.
Take care.